here's an example where we're going to do the Hello World example, only we're going to say hello again in a different font in a different color. And the thing about fonts and colors is, like almost everything in Java except for the primitive types, they're classes. So if you want to declare a font, here's the same structure for having an applet. And within this applet, we have a variable declared f, which is of type font. At the same time as we do the declaration, we do the initialization, we say new, and in order to create something of type font, you give a method that's called a constructor, which has the same name. Okay? So whenever you write a class that's going to be creating structures of some sort, you will write a method of the same name, which is called the constructor that's going to do that. The constructor for fonts take a bunch of parameters in which you can pick one of a list of fonts, what style it is and what size it is, to set it up. So now we have F set up as a font, which is Times Roman, bold, 36. So in fact, if we were doing a complex user interface, we would probably set up sort of several standard fonts to be used at different places in our user interface. Now my paint program can change the font by, there's a method called setFont, I change it to F. I also have a method called setColor, which will change the current color. And in this case, I didn't have to create a new color because there are a bunch of standard colors built in as variables in the class called color. So there's color.red, color.black, color.white. You can just use those without having to create new ones. So in this case, we did red. And then when we draw the string, it comes out in a big font, and it comes out red. I could show you that, but I'm running out of time. Let's go on to some of the other things.